It's like a pencil with erasers at both ends. I want it all, but we're dealing in process. And these activities that you have engaged in, this is the politics of seeing you dance with him. We begin with concluding remarks. Pick up the pieces and examine the parts. Your words always cut when they're cliche. But here's my knife because I came for the buffet. This is the way it goes.
Welcome to Idle Hands.
Welcome to Idle Hands.
I'm a bit flustered.
Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah. Yes, we're back. It's Tuesday and we've got lots of fun, lots of music and lots of interesting chat to have today.
General awesomeness coming your way.
If you're listening live or if you're listening to the podcast, please get in contact with the studio.
Email
address is idlehands.mybaby@hotmail.com and the MySpace address is my friend Rob Taylor.
www.myspace.com/idlehandsradio.
Yes.
Yes, quite, sir. We're so very British.
Oh, yes.
Hello. I just want to say that first song was Studying Politics by Emery.
And it was for?
For Christine, who is from Perth, Australia. So good eye, mate. We'd like to thank you for Neighbours and also for...
Carl Kennedy.
For having summer when it's Christmas. I'm so confused by that. She's down under, opposite side of the world to us. Hope it's lovely there. But yeah, we appreciated your message and a big hi to you.
Yes.
Anyone else who's messaged us this week to say hello to?
We might as well do
We may as well.
We also have a shout out to Amanda from California.
Howdy, Amanda.
But I'm pretty sure she signs her names as Manda.
Okay. Hey, Manda.
It makes me want to sort of do the whole Mo joke.
Naked dance?
You know, the Mo Bar Simpsons joke, you know, I want a man to
Amanda. Amanda hug and kiss.
That's it.
Yeah.
Amanda hug and kiss.
Ho, ho, ho.
And we also have one from a Taylor in Georgia.
Taylor, that's my name.
Yes, it is. Your second name.
My surname. So hello, namesake.
I think it's Taylor. I really hope it is. I'll check in a sec.
Yeah. Well, hello, Taylor.
Yes.
Or whatever your name is.
And she's just as, you know, just sort of realised how great brand new are.
Has she really?
Yes.
Thanks to us.
Yes.
Yeah, well, you're right, Amanda. Taylor, sorry.
And also to a friend who got her into Idle Hands by passing on the word, saying, hey, why don't you listen to this
That's
show?
That's how it's done.
Yes.
That's what all of
we
you listeners...
We want more people to do that.
We are so proud that this many people listen to our show.
And we don't know the name of this friend. I want to know the name of this friend. So
yeah, we'll shout them out too.
Yeah. Because, yeah, you message in, you'll get a shout out.
You will. And you now get personalised replies from either Alan or myself.
Yes.
Because we think that's the nicer way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you do message us, whichever one of us checks it, it's more regularly Alan than it is me.
Hello.
But we will sign, we'll sign our names.
Oh, yes.
And we'll put the other one in brackets, but you'll get a personalised reply from one of us.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Right.
Thanks for listening. We love
you
all. Yes.
Should we crack on with some music?
Let's do it, Alan.
Do you want to talk about what song we're playing next?
I believe the next song that we're playing is a song called Picture of You by a band... called Mr. Hudson and the Library. Now, these guys are just getting on their feet in the UK, and all of you guys in the US should definitely listen to this band, mainly because one of my good friends is the drummer for this band. His name's Andy Wilkinson, or Wilkie Wilkinson, as he's known in the band.
You just got to tell lots of backstory about, all the things he used to
do
when he was young.
Yeah, no, I won't do that. I won't embarrass him. But yeah, listen to Mr. Hudson and the Library. This song's called Picture of You, and it's from their debut album, which is called A Tale of Two Cities. Enjoy.
And you're back in the studio.
Welcome back to the studio. That was primarily. Stupid word. First, then, we had
Mr. Hudson
in the library, picture of you. Listen to them, they're awesome.
Which, you know, is an unconventional song for the show, but a good song.
It is. It's a very good album as well.
Yes.
It's not just because my friend's in it. They're actually genuinely good.
No, you did actually
because
review it.
Yeah, I did review it for... rock-city.co.uk.
And I'm personally, everyone, made sure that you didn't just give it a good review because his friends in it.
I gave it a good review on its musical merit. It's very good. It's sort of a mix of stuff. Technically, according to Andy, it's UK R&B, but I don't see it that way. It's got like reggae elements and hip-hop elements and
David Bowie
elements and pop elements, yeah, and sort of that one, that picture of you we just played is sort of the ballady one. It's good stuff though.
Interesting genre mashup.
It is. And Skins is on the drums, so you can't complain. But
it's
anyway,
funny because that's drums what he's have called, Skins.
That's
oh,
why
that
he's, that's what, yeah, yeah. He's always been a drummer, that's why he's called Skins. But anyways, the second song we played was...
It was The Faint, and it was...
Seven Bells.
Seven Bells and London Sing by The Faint, taken from the album Wet From Birth, which was their last studio album, but I'm incredibly excited because they have an as-yet-untitled album coming out after summer.
Beautiful.
I can't wait for.
Beautiful.
And I've been listening to The Faint a lot recently, particularly...
Maybe too much.
Particularly stuff off... You can't listen to The Faint too much, but particularly the albums Wet From Birth and Danse Macabre.
Like Jonathan Creek.
Yes. Except, actually, I think is that piece of music spelt with an S in dance?
Yeah, because it's French. Yeah.
Danse macabre.
But is The Faint spelt Danse Macabre?
No.
That's spelt right.
Spelt danse.
As the le French.
Hence why the. I can't. I'm not. There was a website called Glass Dance.
Oh yeah, Glass Dance. Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, there was a music blog which got shut down, and they took that from the Faint song Glass Dance World, but they mixed it in with dance.
Indeed.
Okay.
Anyways, let's give the people what they want: some fresh musical news.
Yes.
Yes.
You're going to talk about Cartel, aren't you?
I want to.
Yeah. Go. Go.
Yeah. I'm afraid to announce to everyone who's listening that we've lost Cartel. I'm sorry, they've gone. We've loved them for maybe 2 years now. Yep, 2 years. Chroma is an awesome album. You can't complain about that.
So it's the Ransom EP.
Yes, it's the Ransom EP. But now they have fallen to MTV, much like Fall Out Boy did.
Something to talk about later on, by the way.
Indeed. But yeah, but the main point of this is, why have they fallen, Rob? Why do you say this to me, Rob? Why?
Yes, Rob, why?
But why?
Cartel, they're a new band. They've got, you know, a few albums before they start sucking.
But no. They think they're selling out. Much as I don't like to use that phrase, I think they are. Basically, what's happening is, it's the most stupid idea for a reality show that I've ever heard of in my entire life. Basically, Cartel are going to be put in a massive plastic, I think, bubble in the middle of a city.
Do you mean like David Blaine?
A little bit, yeah. For months on end, and people are going to like walk by and watch them record their album, and they're somehow going to make a reality TV show out of that. And it's just really annoying because Cartel are really good, and now it's just going to be loads of MTV stuff. It's going to be MTV-ified, whatever the phrase you want to use is.
You mean, but anyways, the MTV editing style?
Yeah, exactly.
Play 30 seconds of a slightly relevant song.
Basically, yeah.
Not even 30 seconds, actually.
Basically. So, but, I mean, I know. Who knows how the album's going to turn out? It might turn out well. But, I mean, the way they're recording it, I don't really agree with. I think it's a bit... I'm sure they're getting plenty of money for it, though. So fair play to them. But, yeah, that's mostly... That's what's going on with Cartel at the moment. So anyone who hasn't actually heard Cartel, you should listen to their album Chroma, which came out a couple of years ago. Because it's awesome.
Yes, it is.
And maybe their new one will be, too. But they're recording it in a big plastic bubble in the middle of some city somewhere in America.
Another album which actually might not be as good as what we hope. I mean, we don't know yet because I've only heard two live songs from it that sounded okay. But is a band, you know, a band. Everyone knows May. I'm talking about May.
Yes.
The new album Singularity. There's like two videos that they've been performing live.
Excuse me.
Of two new
songs. Is that songs. The one that I have I seen one of those? There was one that he wrote about a place that didn't have any water.
Possibly.
There's one song.
They're both electric and they've got lots of synth in, but I thought they sounded all right and they'll probably sound better on CD, but everyone on the AP forums were like, nerds, it's terrible.
Mm. Thing about that is, though, because The Everglow was such a sort of high concept story album, and the way it had, like, you had the booklet to accompany it, and it was like an experience listening to it. I think to top that, they're going to have to do a lot.
Brand New did it, though.
That's true. What? No, they didn't.
Yeah, they did.
Well, they topped Deja.
That is a difficult question,
but
I'm not saying that. I'm saying they lived up to it. They
didn't. Oh no,
They didn't. They didn't come out with a terrible album.
Oh no, wait, no. Yeah, they totally lived up to it. Yeah, and the Academy is topped almost here, in my opinion.
Yeah,
definitely.
You had a shaky start with that album.
I did,
but I
love the fact that I had a shaky start with it, because you remember when we played LAX to O'Hare for the first time a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
Oh, well, it's pretty... No, a couple of months ago now. It must have been a little while ago. I was saying, actually, on the show, like, I'm not too sure about it, but I'm sure... I'm sure it'll grow on me. Yeah, exactly. And now I sit here and say that, like, The Academy is Santi is, like, one of the best albums I've heard all year, literally. And it is. It's infectious.
Yeah.
Listen to it, people. We're going to play my Rob's song of the moment is the last track on the album, which we're going to play later, hopefully. I have a plan to do that.
Yes.
So.
Should we play some music?
Yes, let's do that.
Do you want to introduce this next band? Well, it's a band I've seen live, and I've loved live.
Oh, blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah. I have no idea what the song is.
Spill Canvas.
Oh, yeah, silly me. This song is called Live Without It.
Yeah.
Is it called Live Without It?
To
Live Without It,
Taken from their new EP, which...
Denial Feels So Good.
Ah.
That's what it's called.
Out soon. I don't know who they're on at the minute.
No, neither do I. But yeah, the Spill Canvas, this is their new stuff, taking it a bit of a new direction, but I like it, and hopefully you'll like it too, so enjoy.
Yeah. to win your kiss, but stay asleep instead.
You're right to sigh, Max. You know, I heard that, you blowing on that mic.
Yeah, I know. I think it's actually connected up
it
to
it is connected in.
Hang on. Just for all the listeners out there, I've got something that looks like
it's an old
one of those things they have in like supermarkets to announce stuff. So,
clean up in aisle three. Clean up in aisle three.
Woohoo! Oh, that's going to come out well loud.
You are listening to Idle Hands Radio. Please listen closely and enjoy the music, but not too much. Don't do too much dancing. You know how it goes.
Alan is creasing himself. I apologise. I don't have to apologise to anyone, actually, no. That's actually quite funny. I won't use it to excess, I promise.
I promise.
I really hope this is here next week, man. This is really enjoyable.
I'm back.
Sorry, Alan's back now. You want it, don't you?
I do, actually.
I didn't even realise it worked. It's by Shure, Shure. So thank you, Shure.
Right, like as I was saying,
yes.
Max was right to sigh.
Why was he right to sigh?
I don't know, he just sighed and I thought I'd try and link it in. I don't even know what I was doing now, I'm just laughing now. But that was Say Anything we just played. The song was Spider Song.
Enjoy it.
Spill Canvas. Right, if you want, remember, you can email him tonight, and the email address is idlehandstookmybabies. I'm still got this residual laughter. He's going to do it again.
I'm not going to do it again.
Then why'd you pull it towards
the MySpace address is
www.myspace.com/idlehandsradio.
Thanks very much, Mr. Supermarket Attendant.
Yes.
We have a lost child. A lost child. Small, ginger hair, freckles.
I'm going to stop.
I had this serious topic tonight, but now I'm just laughing too much.
We can play with that all night, can't we?
I did have this serious topic, but no, I just...
I'm so glad we found it.
Anyway,
we have to talk about the serious topic. I'm not sure what time it is, because all the clocks inside Siren FM have stopped working.
The time is 8:33. See, my voice doesn't sound as good.
Fresh donuts are now available in the bakery.
It's done. It's over.
Okay.
Unless I think of something really funny.
It's over!
But the more I do it, the less funny it gets.
Yeah.
So we've got to retain the novelty by...
Actually, yeah, I've got something to say for it. You keep talking. I'm going to come through that.
Okay. Yeah, Alan does have a serious topic for this evening. I'm not 100% sure. I think it's about the future of sort of music, how we get music, like downloading CDs, that sort of stuff. Alan is now in my padded cell with me. Here he is, right next to me. I can actually touch him. There you go, idle hands contact.
Don't touch me.
He's going to have a go on the... Go on, then. What have you got to say?
Right eye trap!
You have to get close. Right up to it.
Right eye trap!
You did it. What's the word? Serial listeners? No. Loyal listeners? No.
Repeat listeners?
Anyone who listens to the show a lot, thank you very much. We'll remember Admiral Akbar from previous show. Who said this a lot? Oh man, I can't stop him tonight. Yeah, Alan, please discuss our serious topic for this evening.
Right, basically, my serious topic is. Yep. Could you just put it on the other side of the table?
There it is. I won't touch it. I swear.
Right, our serious topic is CDs versus downloads. Well, that's what it's going to start as. And please email in or message in if you've got any
thoughts or feelings
to do with this topic. Now, basically, you know, because music downloads, bought for downloads, they're getting bigger. They now have a chart of music downloads. But I don't like paying for my downloaded music. I'll buy a CD because I don't know how you feel or how anyone else feels, but I prefer to own the tangible object. I like to look through
the artwork and everything.
I like to leaf through the booklet, you know,
read the words. Take a look at the lyrics, yeah.
Love the artwork, stuff like that. I love actually owning it.
Mm.
And, I mean, because yes, I do download without paying, and Rob does too.
You cannot say that on the radio.
I did. But no, because the thing is, all of our listeners are there, and everyone listening to this does.
Yes.
I'm betting that as a certain fact.
The chances are that pretty much every sort of young person around our age group or younger
downloads music and doesn't pay for it.
Yeah.
It's a fact.
Because, I mean, you and me were around. I mean, there might be a few people who are listening who weren't around during the rise of downloading, but we were there when the first Napster came out, and I'm sure there are plenty of people out there who were there too. But you remember, like, you had a 56K modem and it would take half an hour to download one song. And then when broadband came along, we were all like, whoa, you can actually press play on the song before it's finished downloading.
But yeah, I mean, yes, stealing from people is wrong. It's wrong.
Yeah, stealing is wrong.
But, I mean, there is a sort of, I've sort of, in my mind, sort of thought of ways that, you know, sort of, that I am still right. Because I do want to buy music. I want to buy my actual CD.
Mm-hmm.
But, and I do download music, like, illegally, but, thing is, I see that as a temporary solution to, you know, until I buy the CD, until I have enough funds to actually own it. If I could, I'd own every CD.
You know what's silly? I mean, like, I'm a CD reviewer, so I get a bunch of CDs all the time in the post. What's the difference between me getting them for free, dropping through my
door?
Because
you're actually working and offering them press.
Oh, that's a good point, yeah.
Yes.
Valid. But, I mean, okay, think about it this way. Our radio show, yeah? We get, what, a few hundred downloads a week.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
And we play stuff that, you know, we wouldn't necessarily have heard if it wasn't for illegal downloading. I mean, there's stuff that I'll see on a website. I'm not going to name any names of websites you can get stuff from because we can't advertise it or whatever.
No.
But, you know, if you'll see something on a site you're looking at that... and you see, oh, this many people have downloaded it, so maybe I'll download it too and give it a listen. And there must be tens of bands that I listen to now that I wouldn't necessarily be listening to if it hadn't been for illegal downloading.
Exactly. So, I mean, because, yeah, there is the downside of downloading music, file sharing music, is that it eats out the profits of the larger companies it can do. But on the plus side, it allows bands to... gives bands a new, like, platform to...
I'll go to gigs, I'll buy T-shirts, I'll buy posters, all this sort of stuff that... for bands that I won't necessarily have bought their album, but, you know, I'm going to...
Well, still, I mean, bands like Liam and Me and My Favourite Highway, we played them on the show, now they're both signed. But thing is, we wouldn't have heard of them if it wasn't for us downloading
their
music.
There's no way we would have heard them.
I mean, and you've...
We may have heard of them, but we wouldn't have been able to listen to them.
You've brought up... what band was it that the member of the band actually put his whole album up to download?
Signal Home.
Signal Home put the whole album out to...
Yeah, their bassist, Trey, he was actually the guy who uploaded this his own album, basically. Even though they were signed to a label and they sell it and stuff, he was, you know, the person who uploaded it. Which I thought was sort of cool, because it shows that he knows.
Yeah,
that is a good way to promote your band. Yeah, exactly.
But also, he just wants to get his music out there.
Yeah, and I think that's what it should be about, the music, rather than the money.
But yeah, I mean, one question that I want everyone that listens to try and put their opinion in, we'll try and talk about it at a later date, is how do you feel about downloading music?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because you probably do it.
Mm.
I'm not pointing any fingers, but... lots of you out there probably do download music. How do you feel about it? Maybe you feel guilty. Maybe you think, no, I should be allowed to do this. I don't feel bad for it. Because I actually do have a figure here published from a survey done.
Really?
That 19% of the people they asked, I don't know who took the survey, but someone did.
Yeah.
Said that they would pay for downloading music. They would pay for
it. But that's only 18%. That's
19. It's very little.
That is very little, yeah. I mean, I've bought CDs and I've bought off iTunes as well.
Yeah, I've never bought off iTunes, but I own like 200, almost 250 CDs.
No, I bought. I think I bought Taking Back Sunday's Louder Now off iTunes, and it came with sort of a PDF version of the booklet and stuff.
Yeah,
but it's not
the
same.
It doesn't feel as good.
It's not the same. So yeah, it's a double-edged sword, really. I mean, if you want to, you can do both.
It is, but then you have like the big, like, figures that just don't seem to get the point. Like people like the drummer from Metallica, and particularly there's a group called the RIAA, which is the Recording Industries Association of America, and they have spent countless amounts of dollars on loss. Ooh, drop my pen. Countless amounts of lawsuits on, you know, these companies that, like, like they did it to Napster
and LimeWire and
exactly
stuff like
all
that.
Stuff like that. And they really shouldn't be like just attacking them. They should just try
well,
and take that
to,
money.
They do it to random people as well. I
know,
heard
but
about
they shouldn't do that. They should just take the money and try and put if they are going to go down the route of paying for music downloads, they should put more money into that, make it more available. But also, I have a better solution.
Mm.
Make CDs cheaper.
Yeah.
More people will then buy the actual CD.
Exactly.
You go in and, what, CDs are fiver. It's like, definitely.
Yeah, I would totally pick up many more CDs if it, well, I get them free now, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Like, because I don't always get CDs that I want to listen to. Mm, well,
exactly.
Reviewing, I get a load of, stuff that I don't necessarily like.
When I go into a shop and, like, on the release date of an album or something, I mean, this happened to me when I got Mother Mechanic on the Path by Early November. Mm. It was really expensive.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, but I want it. And so I bought it anyway, but I would have wished I could have gone in there and spent a little less.
And also sometimes, especially in the UK, you'll find a CD that you want, but it'll be an import. And that
really,
really
like
adds a lot to
quid CDs.
Yeah, exactly. And you're standing there thinking, right, am I gonna pay £25 to buy this CD now, or am I just going to go home and hit up a website and download it? And have exactly the same experience minus the artwork.
But then, we also have the great invention, which is the distro.
The distro?
Not second-hand record stores, but independent record stores.
Yeah.
They're brilliant. They're the greatest invention in the world. If you have a local record store, go give it as much money as you possibly can. Because Lincoln's local independent record store is now closed, which is sad. Sonic Sounds in Lincoln is now closed. But, as I say, they are the greatest invention in life. They allow you to get albums which you wouldn't be able to find in like your
and
local
the guys
biggest
there
stores.
Generally have a nice amount of knowledge when it comes to music.
Exactly.
As well.
They're the people that own these shops actually do it for the music.
Mm.
Right, we've talked for that long. If you do want to, like, if you've got any, like, opinions on this, do email in. The email address is idlehandstookmybaby@hotmail.com.
Yep.
And the MySpace page is
www.myspace.com/idlehandsradio.
Let's play some music.
Let's do it.
What are we going to play?
I don't know.
Oh, yes, we're going to play special treat.
A special treat for everyone. We have got our hands, somehow, on the...
After what we've just been talking about, you don't really need to say something.
Yeah, exactly. We have our hands. We got our hands on the Taking Back Sunday's Louder Now demos.
Demos, yeah.
And what we're going to play you is, I'm sure you've all heard 2020 Surgery, but we have the demo, well, there's actually two demos on there, on the demo disc, and this is the one that we, in particular, think is the better one. It's actually better than the final version, if you ask us.
Which is possibly one of my least favourite songs on Louder Now.
Yeah. Yeah, me too, yeah. But no, yeah, it's going to sound a bit raw and stuff, and a bit rough, but, you know, it harks back to the Tell All Your Friends days, and it's there's a rough and readiness to it that I really like. So, yeah, I hope you enjoy it.
But Hello, welcome back to Idle Hands. I'm talking through a comedy microphone, so I might sound echoey and tinny. I almost sound like a robot, don't I, Al?
You are a robot.
Yeah. You've just been listening to... What have they been listening to, Alan?
Your favourite song at the moment.
Oh, yeah, Rob's...
Song of the Moment.
Oh, you change your mics
is
for
currently... I literally sound like I'm announcing something, don't I?
Yes.
Platform 3, trains arriving for... Birmingham.
Barry.
That's enough of that. We're never going to do that again now. I've just killed it. You just listened to Unexpected Places by the Academy Ears from their great, fantastic, awesome album, Santee. You also heard, Alan, what was the other one before that? Oh, of course, Take It Back Sunday
Take
demo.
Take Back Sunday. And the Eagle-Eared?
Eagle-Eared.
I almost said I.
Eagle-Eared.
Eagle-Eared among you would have heard a refrain which was removed from that song and later used in the album version of Error Operator.
Yeah.
Which was the, do you want to do it on that, actually? You can do it one more time on that. Why aren't you in Take About Sunday?
I am Adam Lazara.
I'm actually going to check the email now and see if Adam Lazara has just gone, you should probably, hey, I'm going to pack it all in because you're...
I was going to say, you should probably email the rest of the band with the podcast and be like, listen to this.
This is our new singer.
You don't even know.
Not me, I'm terrible.
And Oh, I can't say that. Forget it. I'm a better person than him. No, that's not true. I love Adam Azar. He's one of my heroes, I'll be honest. Alan's earphones just fell off. Oh, what a mess of a show this is. No, it's not. Actually, this show has been exceptionally fun. I hope everyone's enjoyed it, because we certainly have.
Sorry, I'm looking forward to going. My cans fell off.
Yeah, your cans. I'm looking forward to going home and enjoying a fresh cream donut.
Why are we talking about donuts?
Because I bought some fresh cream donuts earlier.
Can I just have one?
No, I've only got two. Sorry, you can have a. I'll give you a bite.
Thanks.
You have a bite.
Right, what time is it?
It's like 9 o'clock, basically.
Well, according to that, it's like 7 minutes to.
Oh,
so we can probably talk for a bit.
We'll talk for a bit.
Because while we were just talking there, because I just noticed that the Drive-Thru Band and Angle have got a new album coming out. Yes, a new album coming out on June 12th called "The Truth Is That We Are." The Truth Is That You Are Alive. And I was just talking. I said to Rob how they were the one of the better bands of the new Drive-Thru generation, because Drive-Thru
the next generation.
It's not Star Trek, but their Drive-Thru bands can like be sort of categorized into two periods, like the earlier ones and the later ones, and the earlier ones are far better. And then Rob was saying, oh, what do you mean by the early ones? Do you mean the ones around 2000? And then he said, around the turn of the century, of the millennium. And it's just weird.
It is weird, isn't it?
We live
it's
to
the
see
sort of thing I write in my English essays for my course. Around the turn of the century. But I never mean 2000. That's the turn of the millennium. Crazy times we're living in, people. Crazy times. The 21st century is a mad place to live in. Everybody's scared. That's all I have to say about the 21st century. Everybody's afraid of everything.
Right, we're going to...
Idle Hands and don't be afraid.
Yes,
live your life.
We are going to leave now. We've had fun today, haven't we, Rob?
We have. It's been awesome.
And
thank you, everyone who's listening listened.
Yes.
All the way to the end.
Yes, and... I want to say a big thank you to everyone that's ever listened. Like,
so do I.
Yeah, they're just...
Our entire crew. Whoever...
You know,
whoever.
Yeah, I've been thinking, it's weird how, you know, we've got... We've been doing shout-outs today for a girl in Australia.
Yeah.
And two girls...
We're on the west coast of the US.
Yeah, it's just weird.
Somewhere else in the US. It is cool, though.
We have worldwide fan base.
Oh, also, just before we leave, I've got to mention, our podcast has become popular, so thanks again. There's a blog entry I put up on our MySpace page for this. We've basically become a little bit popular, and we're going to have to start paying to host our podcast, which is fine with us. It's going to cost us about £5 a month in English pounds. But yeah, so to help that along, we've put a donate button on our podcast page, which is idlehands.podomatic.com. So if any of you are feeling generous, got a couple of quid lying around, or dollars or lira or whatever you like, you can just click on that button and just give as much as you like. But as you know, no pressure. Just the button's there if you want to use it. So
yeah,
there it is.
Right. Also, I want to say a big thank you for Jen and Si there listening.
Yeah.
Now we're going to play our last song. This is a song by a band called As Tall as Lions. They have a self-titled album out now. It's brilliant. The song's called Love, 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 Love.
See you next week, guys.
See you next week.
Thank you.
Sometimes it's that in softens the only thing we're good at screaming. Oh yeah, we're dreaming. But don't get too attached to the living. Even every single memory's fleeting.